I want you for a moment to imagine you're on a journey. Maybe you are taking that long walk. Maybe you're on that great trail across Canada, I don't know. But you're on the journey. And as you journey, you come to this. Which one are you going to take? Perhaps one of them is a familiar route. You know the way. You're comfortable going that way. You're aware of the scenery around you. You're confident you know where it's going to. And so maybe that choosing that one's the easy option because it's just very comfortable. The other one, well, you're not sure about it. Going roughly the right direction, but you don't really know where it's going. Which one would you choose? Some people will just play safe and think, no, I'm just going to take the one that's obvious. I'm going to take the comfortable one, the easy one. Other folks are just going to be, no, if it's unknown, if it's out there, that's the one I'm going to take. I'm going to be adventurous. I'm going to see where it goes to. And we're all different. It seems that Abram is in one of these junctions. He's been living a comfortable life. As you read through that little passage, you discover he's acquired quite a bit of wealth. He has a large household. He's a comfortable guy. So one of Abram's options is just to stay where he is, that comfortable route. And yet into the midst of that, God speaks. Abram, I want you to leave your country. I want you to leave your people. I want you to leave your father's household. Big ask. Abram, I want you to leave everything that you're familiar with, everything that gives you a sense of security, everything that you have built yourself on, everything that you treasure. I want you to leave all those things, Abram. And go to the land that I will show you. Go to the land I will show you. Now, God doesn't show him one of these things, thankfully. Because, been in airports over the last week. And it just terrifies me because I'm looking down this long list and thinking I could end up anywhere if I get in the wrong plane here. Now, thankfully, Belfast City Airport and Southampton aren't going too many different places, but terrifying. But God doesn't take Abram to a destination board. He doesn't even give him an estimated time of arrival. He simply says to him, Abram, I want you to leave all of this. I want you to trust me. And come with me, and I'll show you where we'll go. It's a big ask. God had spoken to Abram. God took the first step. God wasn't waiting and thinking, Abram, I wonder when you're going to come round to acknowledging me. Abram, I wonder when you're going to start taking the step of faith. God doesn't wait for Abram. God speaks into his life. God takes the initiative. God takes that first step. And it doesn't depend on what Abraham had done or what Abraham might do in the future. It all depends on God. God had called him. So what would Abraham do? And that seems to be one of those recurring questions in Abraham's life and perhaps in your life and mine. What do we respond? How do we respond when God calls us, when God speaks to us? And the Bible simply says, Abram left as the Lord had told him. Abram simply gets up and goes just as God had told him. You move through to the book of Hebrews in the New Testament. The writer there simply says, by faith, Abram, when called to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. Was he lost? That's a possibility for many of us. We don't know where we're going. We're lost. Or was he trusting God? This sort of prompt obedience, which was grounded in his faith in God, seems to mark Abram throughout his life. God challenges him, God calls him to go somewhere, to do something, to be someone, and Abraham just does it. Prompt obedience. Abram's faith expresses itself in obedience. Sometimes we talk about our faith and then it doesn't show itself. Abram's faith is shown by the fact he's obedient to God's call. Now, this isn't some sort of, we talk about a blind leap of faith. That's not what Abram's doing here. Abram isn't leaping into some sort of darkness. Abram is trusting God, and that's a totally different thing. He's totally confident in the God who holds the future, and so it's not a blind leap of faith. It's a trust in this God who holds the future. He has every confidence in God. He is so confident in God that he's prepared to set out on this pilgrimage into the future that God has for him. Now, there's a challenge for us. How confident are you in the trustworthiness of God? As you look into whatever is the future you can see for yourself, how confident are you about the trustworthiness of God? So confident that you can step out in obedience. There's a lovely account in Luke's Gospel, in Luke 17, of Jesus going through a village, and there are 10 men there who are suffering from leprosy. And because they have leprosy, they have to be kept separate. They're kept outside the village. And they shout at Jesus. They shout at him as he's walking past, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us. Jesus, we're over here. Have pity on us." And maybe they expected Jesus to go over to them and to touch them and to heal them. I don't know what they expected. But what Jesus actually says to them is, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." That was where they would get the all clear. That was where they would be told that your leprosy is gone. So they cry out to Jesus, "Have mercy on us." And Jesus says, "Tell you what, go and show yourselves to the priest." Wonder what you would have done in that situation. But we're told that they did. And the interesting thing is this, Luke records, as they went, they were cleansed. In their obedience, they experience the very grace of God. In their obedience, they experience his goodness to them. As they went, they were cleansed. As Abraham goes, he is deepened in his faith and trust in God. They could have argued with Jesus, those men with leprosy. They could have argued with him, but they went. Again, it's faith expressing itself in obedience. Now, sometimes we hear these stories and we think, well, that's not me. I don't have that strong, that perfect faith. God is not looking for perfect faith. God meets us where we are and then moves us on so that faith grows and deepens in him. Do you trust God enough? Do we trust God enough as we look into the future? Do you trust God even though you don't have all the details mapped out? Even though he hasn't given you that departure board, that estimated time of arrival, do you trust God to lead you and to guide you in the days that lie ahead? Sometimes we make obedience a bit too complicated. We maybe try to talk ourselves out of it. We know what God's calling us to. Abraham could have done it. "Yeah, Lord, I hear you calling me to leave everything behind and go off somewhere that you're going to show me, but really, is that really what you want me to do?" And they could try to talk himself out of it. We do it. "Is that really what God wants me to do? Is that really what obedience looks like? Or maybe we're trying to find a way of being obedient without any hardship. Lord, I know that you're calling me to leave my country, my people, my father's household. But that's difficult, Lord. Is that really what you're calling me to? And the strange thing is that as you read through the Bible, obedience is almost always marked with some sort of sacrifice, with some sort of hardship. Maybe at the very least, it's just simply saying, okay, I'm going to set aside my plans, my ambitions. I'm going to set those aside, and I'm going to follow God's plan. Maybe that's the sacrifice that God's asking of you. So where is God calling you and I to step out in faith? It could be that first step of faith that recognizes, Lord, I'm a sinful person. I need your forgiveness. And that first step in faith may be simply turning to Jesus, the one who forgives. And that could be the step of faith that God is calling you to. It will mean change, might be difficult, but what an amazing future awaits you in Jesus. God leading you. The Bible says he takes us out of this kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his light. That's where God is leading us. And we walk with him from darkness to light. Maybe God's calling you to make that initial step of faith. Trust him as the one who forgives your sin. Maybe God is calling you to an opportunity to grow. Was Abram's faith perfect? Was it deep enough? Was it strong enough? Probably not. But over the years it grew and deepened and matured. Maybe God has us in that situation and he's calling us to take the next step in serving him. Not necessarily going far away, although God may be calling us to do that. It may be stepping out to do something more for him, something different for him. In the bulletin this morning, you'll notice that we need extra folks to help with our children's ministry. And maybe you're saying, oh, that would mean I would have to give up time, I would have to give up. Obedience sometimes does mean that call upon us. But there are lots of other ways to serve God around here that maybe it just means getting out of our comfort zone. Stepping out in obedience to God. God spoke to Abram. We're not sure how he spoke to him, but he spoke so clearly that Abram obeyed and followed. He may still do that for us today. He may simply break into our lives with such clarity and such strength that we have no option but to follow. But normally God uses his means to show us his will, his word, his people, his ear as we pray. All these things God uses to reveal his will. And then the question is, will we be obedient to it? Will we step out in obedience? And again, maybe we say, oh, I don't have a strong enough, deep enough faith for that. And Jesus says, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, that's all you need. Tiny mustard seed. He's not looking for some enormous faith, just that tiny grain of faith which will help us make that next step, trusting in him. Because it's not the size of our faith that's important, it's in whom we put that faith, that's the important thing. It's turning to the God who calls us, turning to the God who in Jesus Christ saves us, and saying, I trust you for this next step, whatever it may be. So are we prepared? Are we prepared? Do we trust God enough to go with him without knowing where he's taking us? Or are we standing back waiting for that departure board with our destination, our next step, and lights on it? God is trustworthy. We can be confident in him. And so we express our faith in that obedience to his will, whatever it may be for each one of us. Let's pray together. Lord, it still astonishes us that you would even notice us, never mind lead us and guide us. And so we bow before you. Lord, forgive us our excuses for not being obedient. And help us, we pray, to take that first step, whether the walk is short or long, that first step in following Jesus, whatever it may mean for us. And to you, Lord, be all the praise and the glory. Amen.